92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. My name is Mary Ellen Murphy, and we are here to talk to some special guests about something that has been happening in Ferrisburg. Plant Up and Fly Right is making a difference. Now, C3 is a spiritual community here in the Tri-Cities. I have Rod Van Ebbema in the studio. Did I say it right?
That's correct.
I did. And Will Montgomery, who is a member of the Ferrisburg City Council. Welcome to the WGHN studio and airwaves. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Looking forward to a long holiday weekend, that's for sure. So you started a popular tree planting project. It goes through the end of May. Tell us about it.
Okay, so Grand Haven benefited from a similar program several years ago, and mm-hmm. then Spring Lake. We arranged the donations in order to plant trees for counterbalancing the carbon footprint of airline flights, and that's why it's called Plant Up and Fly Right, so that you can feel less guilty, or maybe not guilty at all, about taking your air flight or the flight of a friend. So what we did and are doing again now for Ferrisburg is arranging to accept $80 donations, and for each donation, a new tree will be planted in the city of Ferrisburg. We welcome those donations through our website. Someone could get information by just going to c3westofmichigan.org mm-hmm. and click on contact and put in their email address and tell them they would like to learn about donating to this cause. So I would like to explain that this project is kind of typical for Grand Haven's C3 spiritual community mm-hmm. because we have a community based not on religious doctrines, but on values. Among our several values are things like common humanity, compassionate action, and environmental sustainability is a very important part of our values. And so we get very excited about a program like this. And I would mention that Ryan Cotton was the person who initiated this several years ago and is again working this year on it along with the city of Ferrisburg.
Very nice. How many trees have been planted? So you're not going to plant them till the fall, right?
That is correct.
Why? Why do you wait till the fall?
Well, I'll tell you what. Will can answer some of that, but we do need time to take the donations.
Okay.
And we are going to let most of that aspect up to the city of Ferrisburg. So maybe Will could speak to that.
Yeah. Will, you're on the council for the city of Ferrisburg. Nice to have you in here.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm on the city council, and then I represent the city council on the Ferrisburg Tree Board as well.
Oh, okay.
And so I think the reasoning behind the fall is just it gives us some time to figure out the logistics, get the trees shipped and everything else, and then when you're planting trees, I think you have the best chance of them thriving if you plant them close to the fall.
Okay, I see. So somebody could make that $80 donation in someone's name.
That's correct.
In a memory of a tree.
Yes.
Yeah. Think about that.
Person who wants to can donate their donation in the honor of a family member mm-hmm. or a friend, and then there will be some sort of a final ceremony through the planting of these trees, and their names will be honored at that time.
That's beautiful. That's really a beautiful thing. It says here that just one tree replenishes oxygen and removes 2,000 pounds of CO2 over a 5-year period to neutralize unintended climate damage at the same time. I don't tool around in the city of Ferrisburg all that much, but it's a very nice little city, and there's lots of beautiful trees, and there's a lot going on with the city council and the city of Ferrisburg, but I think that this is a great cause. How many people have signed up so far? Do you know?
I believe the number is approximately 89 people at this point.
Which that's wonderful.
Terrific. That means 89 trees, 89 people are donating in order to help out the environment.
Yeah, let's get it to 100
really
or more.
We're excited about it at C3.
Yeah. Will, so you're on the tree board. What's a tree board?
Yeah, so the tree board was originally established so that the city of Ferrisburg could qualify through the Arbor Day Foundation as a Tree City USA.
Ah, okay.
So one of their requirements is the establishment of the tree board. We're excited that over the last year, we've taken it a step further. I believe we've been Tree City USA for 6 years now. And we've taken it a step further and got certified this year as a and received the Tree City USA Growth Award, which just shows that basically we've gone above and beyond the minimum Tree City USA requirements and started updating, not just planting a tree, but partnering with elementary schools and updating ordinances to make them beneficial to planting additional trees in the city and growing our urban canopy.
There you go. I did not know that Ferrisburg was a Tree City USA. I learned something today. Pretty amazing. This is interesting. In 2019-2020, Plant Up and Fly Right project planted 110 trees in Spring Lake Village in the city of Grand Haven, as you had mentioned earlier, Rod. But the name of Plant Up and Fly Right derives from the song Straighten Up and Fly Right, written in 1943 by Nat King Cole and recorded by the Andrews Sisters. I love that. I love that little connection there. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. What do you want to say to the audience listening right now if they're on the fence about donating for a tree?
Well, I would like to say that we love having the broader community participate in our programs. Mm-hmm. We know at this point of those 89 trees that are committed already, a huge portion of those are from people outside of the C3 spiritual community. So we get really excited when the wider community participates in one of these activities. Everybody cares about the environment.
Sure.
And so we think that any energy that's worked in that direction is a big plus for our community.
Well, I expect you guys to come back in the fall. We can talk about how many trees are going to be planted. And Will, if you I'll reach out to you and the mayor of Ferrisburg, and we'll get you guys in at least every other month so we can keep up with what's happening in Ferrisburg, because there's just a lot going on over the bridge. There just really is. So, Rod and Will, I appreciate you being here. In the podcast, I'll have links to the website, links to donations and whatnot. Do you want to talk about the Community Foundation in the interview or not?
That's not my particular area.
No, I won't do it. No, I won't. It's, I won't mention it.
We do participate in the Community Foundation mm-hmm. ourselves, mm-hmm. and we're happy that they're participating in this project with us.
Wonderful. And I'll put a link to them as well. Thank you for being here, and plant up and fly right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.